The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, Aiden here. Not doing the show tonight because I'm very, very busy. That being said, I wanted to quickly add on to the beginning of the show just saying, once again, for our Patreon episode this month, we are doing a crazy trivia thing. So it's going to be a max of 100 people competing in multiple choice trivia. That's going to be happening on September 23rd at 9 p.m. EST. Please come. I think it'll be a lot of fun. We're having up to 100 people compete. All the information is in our Discord and our announcements channel. 100-person trivia, multiple choice, big prize pool for the winner. I think it's going to be a blast, and I really think the more people that show up, the more fun it's going to be. So September 23rd, mark your calendar, 9 p.m. EST. Be there, any region. Come and have some fun. Also, it's free to anyone to join. You don't have to be a patron. Just join our Discord, sign up for the event. September 23rd, 9 p.m. EST, be there. Love you guys, bye.
Welcome to LeagueCast.
Hello and welcome to episode 550 of the LeagueCast podcast. I'm Nick the King Cooper, and joining me is just Colton this week.
Happy Tuesday, Nick.
Happy Tuesday indeed. Aiden is still working. Yuck, work. Can you imagine?
Ooh, work. But there's only two of us now.
Yeah, there's only two of us. So we're going to solo duo bolo this thing.
solo duo bolo. That's the word.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's solo duo queue, right?
What about just like combo wombo?
You queue up for solo duo queue, right?
That's true.
We're queuing
no,
up.
No, actually, I'm not allowed to anymore, Nick. So.
True, based. hey, on this episode, we've got two new patrons, a tiny little bit of LeagueCast news, I believe, absolutely zero news. So instead, we're going to do something a little fun. I won't spoil it. You're just going to have to wait for our guaranteed guffaws. And then we're going to move into the competitive league section, talk about playoffs, close it out with NordVPN, as well as Roundtable and Mailfight. Colton, how was your week, buddy?
My week was pretty good. Been grinding lots of league.
Hell yeah.
I am currently the highest ranked host of the podcast, and not just because Aiden isn't here this week.
No, true. Boy, yeah.
Your boy's sitting at 110 LP in Master. Broke into the top 3,000 players.
What's your all-time top by like ladder position? Is it 1500?
Ladder position was within top 1500.
Ooh, okay.
I don't remember the exact number, but it was like within between 1490 and 1500.
Well, hey, I think if you get to top 1500 now, it'll be more impressive. So
yeah, that'll be wild.
Already more impressive, to be honest.
Yeah. And I'll make sure to actually like screen cap it this time, because that's one thing I regret is that like I was at that rank and I never like there's like no history of it, right? Like
in that case I think I was rank one for a little bit.
No, but it's like in season three I was like diamond one, 45 LP when clamping was gigabusted, and like at that point I was winning 3 LP for a win and losing between like 15 to 18 for a loss.
God, those were the days.
Yeah, right. So to climb, you had to win like 5 out of 6 games.
90% of your games.
Yeah.
Kids these days don't know about that.
It was a while. Yeah, you legitimately had to have like an 80%+ win rate to climb. Thankfully, that's not the case anymore. I've been playing a lot of AD carry. As much as Aiden wants to call me a one trick, I've not just been playing Misfortune, which does feel good because like I played mostly Misfortune on the climb, but I've been like playing a lot of Kog'Maw and Ashe, and some like AP when we need it, and either like Cassiopeia or Karthus, and I think doing well on most of my champions. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun. The game quality is a lot better.
Yeah, I imagine.
The toxicity has also been a lot better overall. Like, there's definitely still some crazy people, but I feel like it's gone from like at least two every game to maybe like just one and a half every game.
Nice.
But yeah, outside of that, not too busy of a week. Upcoming this weekend, got some travel plans. All of us are going to Chicago, so that'll be fun. But
yeah,
we're talking this week right now. So tell me about you. What you been up to?
I played a little bit of ranked. I think I'm down 15 LP from where I started. I am suddenly started to lose more than I gain, despite me winning more than I lose. So that's a bit dumb, but
yeah,
it's still close
enough.
Is it
like by a lot?
No, it's plus 15 minus 17.
Okay, yeah.
So it's not too bad.
Like plus 15 minus 18.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not too bad. I just have to win more 50-50 games and I'll get there, but it's been okay. I feel like I am really starting to dislike the support meta right now. I think it's really, really boring to just play the best enchanter that you can and just reactively make plays versus proactively, you know, make them. I think you're like utterly trolling if you try to play something like Leona or Alistar at the moment.
I won with a Leona last game.
It's not to say that it's unwinnable. I just think I think she just doesn't do enough compared to like,
oh yeah.
Would you rather have a Lulu or a Leona? And I think answer is 9 out of 10 times. Yeah. I want the Lulu. Sorry.
That Leona did so much less than their Yumi.
Yeah, exactly. like in the effort that you have to put in is so much lower. It just feels like not very fun. And I feel like a lot of agency has been taken away from my particular role. So we'll see. Maybe I'll mess around with like the jungle or
from the best, most impactful role in the game.
I think it's the second best.
Yeah,
most impactful.
I think it is, but too. But I also think that like all of the roles are probably within like a couple percentage points.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like there is no role I think above like if 20% is the baseline. I think above like 22% at the very max, I would say.
Yeah, right. Like jungle's 22, support 21, like maybe mid 20, and then like AD carry 19 and top 18.
Yeah, like a pretty even distribution like that. Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah. So I mean, that's been fine. Otherwise, I think that's, I mean, pretty much it. I don't think I've had a lot going on. Yeah, just the we've got a wedding this weekend, so that'll be fun. It's the first time that we'll be able to hang out in person for, God, probably 4 years.
Yeah, and it's so wild that we haven't seen each other 4 years, and the first time we do, it's going to be our wedding.
Yeah,
can't wait to marry you, buddy.
You know, a little non-traditional, but it'll be good for.
Well,
for,
you know, we took the idea of like don't live together before you're married, and just said don't live in the same state. Stay far away. I was a little worried when I moved to Texas because, you know, I'm getting in the like,
that's a little close. It's a little close.
The same latitude, which is a little much.
We had to consult the manual. Turns out it is okay.
It's okay because Texas is basically its own country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was sufficient mileage between the two of us. So.
Yeah. One thing I did forget to mention about my week is I've been getting back into chess.
What's your rating? What's your ELO?
Right now my ELO on like chess.com for like the rapid, which is like you have 10 minutes on each side. I think I'm like 900 or so. I think I play it probably around like a 12 to 1300 level.
I don't know if that's good or not.
It's not great. Like I'd say that's like pretty like average amateur player. Like you don't consider somebody like advanced until like I think like 1700-1800, and then they're not like really good until you get into like the, you know, 2000s 2300s. I'm by no means a highly skilled chess player. I was always like, I was always good for people who didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Where it's like, I would like, you know, be like the best or second best in like my school's chess club where nobody actually studied the game. And then I would play against like any player who knew what they were doing and be like, oh man, I got absolutely shit on.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been fun. Starting to study a little bit. Definitely don't know yet if I want to invest a lot of time, because like chess, I think, is one of those things that like, to be very good, you just have to study. Yeah, and
just a lot of work goes into it.
Yeah, I'm not much of a studier. But it'd be fun to get to like maybe 1500, I think, would be kind of my goal. But yeah, that's the thing I forgot about my week. So we'll pop into the show, I suppose, and start off with our new patrons, Blackwax and X Strong. Thank you guys for joining our patrons. Do we have a name for our patrons?
I don't know. We'll workshop it.
We'll workshop it. Our slightly worse than all of our Tumos is what we call our regular patrons.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, thank you guys.
Awesome. We recorded the LeagueCast episode last week, right?
The Patreon show, yeah.
Yeah, the Patreon show. So that should be going up probably 3 weeks from now-ish.
Yeah, again, that's available for you if you already are a patron, or if you sign up for a Patreon for just $1, you can get access to that show and all of the backlog, which is available on YouTube anyway. But if not, you can wait a couple weeks. We did a fun little tier list of all of the team logos, which was a pretty good time.
You won't believe who's number one.
You won't believe who got the top slot. You've probably never heard of the team.
Legitimately won't believe it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's that. I think it's the end of the month, so if you do the profile reviews, there should be out there. Go check them out.
Join our Discord server. We haven't shilled for it recently, but we're making really good progress in getting everyone in there. It's a hoot hollering good time. It's discord.gg/leaguecast, all one word. And hey, it's where everyone hangs out
there's hot takes, there's cold takes, there's really spicy takes that are obviously jokes, but you know, maybe they aren't obviously jokes.
Hey, people are talking about the upcoming patch notes right now and how Renekton is going to get changed, and then we've got 100 Thieves versus Cloud9 discussion in another channel. It's banging, so
yeah definitely sure. Jump in. Also, Legends of Runeterra, Valorant chat, I mean, whatever you're into, there's a channel for you. And if not, let us know. We can always make more channels.
Hell yeah. I don't know if you've been following the Legends of Runeterra stuff, but they just announced a bunch of characters. Kane, Jax, Ornn, introduction of weapons to characters. It's pretty exciting.
Equipment, you mean?
Equipment, sorry. Yeah, equipment.
Yeah, the keyword is equipment, nerd.
Awesome. Let's get into the show. Hey, we don't have any news.
One more LeagueCast news thing.
Sure.
I'm just going to say it again week until finals, but for the NA finals in Chicago, I'll be there both days at the United Center. If you are planning on attending or just are going to be in the area, hit me up. In our competitive league channel, I started a thread. Please message me ahead of time, either in that thread or DM me, because I want to see you guys, but I don't want to get a message at like 11 o'clock on Saturday and be like, oh, hey, I'm going to be here for this time and already have like lunch plans with the friend group that I'm going with. So yeah, if you want to say, hey, please send me a message, let me know ahead of time, and we can definitely find a way to make that work. And with that, we'll go to new news, which has nothing in it.
Yeah, we don't have anything.
There's nothing.
Hey, leave us a story also.
Those like pre-patch notes that came out.
Yeah, but we don't talk about them. Yeah. So we do in the Discord, but not now. So instead, we're going to move into Guaranteed Guffaws. We've got a special surprise for you, something that I feel like we said we'd never do. And we're going to do it. So we've got three listener, I almost want to say voicemails, but they're not. So three listener audio messages that we're going to listen to and then reply to as a pseudo Guaranteed Guffaw plus mail fight.
Hey guys, Aiden here editing the show. Sorry, I'm on shitty AirPod things, so I don't have a good mic with me. But we had a section, this show, where Nick had community members record audio and send them into the show. Those audio things didn't record, and Nick's away from his computer, and I'm trying to edit this, and I have to fucking go to bed in like an hour because I need to wake up in 5 to fucking drive 12 hours for a wedding. So I'm just going to read the questions. So thank you guys for those who submitted. We'll do this again. We'll get the audio working properly next time. Thank you guys once again.
So without further ado, our first one is from longtime friend of the show, Zod. So here goes.
Hey guys, it's Zod here. You have been playing for 12 years and podcasting for most of that. What makes a good league story and what makes a bad league story? Shout out. It's Zod. Peace, homies.
Awesome. Thanks to Paul for sending that in. So what makes a good league story and what makes a bad league story? I feel like we can get the good one out of the way. I think relatability, honestly. If it is relatable, it is probably a good league story. We all know the like enemy team Yasuo versus my Yasuo. Like, hey, that's a pretty good league story because we've all experienced that and it's etched into our brain.
Yeah, like I'd say relatability, and then with that, like some level of novelty. I think some of our like most famous stories and ones we remember and I think that people enjoy the most are just like ones where one, it's relatable, and two, like something was said or phrased in a particular way where it's like, oh, that person just said that, right? Like the most infamous one in my head is always, yo, that wasn't a gank, it was a save.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's just like somebody legitimately having that mindset saying, no, I didn't just gank your lane, I saved your lane. Mm-hmm.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
Like, and not even like it was a counter gank. No, it was a save. Mm-hmm. Right? Like there's something unique about that and rather than just like the same story you get every time. It's like, oh, I had a Yasuo on my team feed. Like, if it's just that, there's nothing, like, I think, super special about
there's
it.
Like, depth to that.
Yeah, but, right, like, if they start saying something really weird and crazy, like, then you remember that Yasuo because of, like, some weird argument they made where it's like, maybe they legitimately believed in the 10-death power spike. They're like, wait, what? I don't get stronger at 10 deaths?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
funny.
Yeah, so I'd say for me, what makes a bad league story is I think if you're like describing a particularly good play, that can sometimes make a bad story because it's just going to be better to watch, or it might just not have been that cool to begin with, where it's like, yeah, I was playing Karthus and I had like 1500 AP and I pressed R and got a pentakill.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I feel like the beauty of like a good relatable story is the, you know, a lot of the times it's pretty short and sweet and to the point. So maybe something long-winded wouldn't be such a great, you know, league story.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like there are not a lot of bad league stories, you know?
Yeah. I think
to be on the good side.
It's, I think, more so that a story was told badly a lot of times than it was a bad story. I think another like good topic is telling stories of like times that your teammates fucked up or that like your teammate did well. Like Quinn will never not tell people of the time where I like hooked somebody and then like flash flayed, pulled him in, and then we both died. Because like I got a good hook on like an AD carry and then I way overcommitted on it and our team wasn't there and I pulled him into his death and then we lost that game and he demoted. like it was a whole thing. But right, like, yeah, that's like still a funny story. And Quinn will also be the one who will go to the story. Like, you remember that one time when Colton YOLO 1v5'd his Rengar and just dove their AD carry and got him?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, I think like short and sweet are good, relatable, all good qualities for a league story.
Yeah. You know, realistically, probably the same things that make like regular stories good, you know? So nothing like league specific, I suppose.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Paul. The next listener call in message is from Casey Stranger. Let's tune in.
Hey guys, it's Casey Stranger.
What's a life lesson that you've learned or a way that you've grown as a person through the podcast and building the LeagueCast community? Thanks again. Casey Stranger here.
What's a way, a lesson we've learned or a way we've grown as a person? I think straight up it's like to be maybe not open to new people is the right way to phrase it. But like accepting of a lot of different people, people who may not have the same background or opinions as you, and sort of realizing that, you know, a big thing for me is that behind every name in game, like there's an actual like human being. And I think hosting the Discord kind of, you know, has helped solidify that opinion for me, or that that lesson.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. I think like a lot of things, and I don't know if it's like specifically that like playing League and doing the podcast that like that I learned it from directly, but there definitely have been areas to allow me to exercise and develop certain things. Mm-hmm. I think like a little bit conflict management, but more so just like the idea that getting upset is counterproductive.
Yeah.
Right. Where it's like, if your teammate makes a mistake and you flame them, like you are lowering your team's chances to win. Mm-hmm. Right. And like this is something that I have told many a person in ranked games when they start flaming me because I made a mistake. Like, I'm not a great laner. I make mistakes. I die in lane. And people start flaming you for it. And like, my question is just like, are you still trying to win the game? Because flaming me, like the results are, one, I just stop trying and I like start inting because you pissed me off, or I just leave. Like, or I'm going to play worse because I'm upset.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or maybe I have a really tough mental and I just play the same as I'm going to. Like, none of those outcomes are positive.
Yeah.
Calling best case scenario. Like, they're not going to suddenly start playing a million times better.
Mm-hmm. Best case scenario, nothing changes. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So it's like, and I think that applies in a lot of things, not just a League game, where it's like, if it's like getting angry at someone for making a mistake, or like getting angry at a situation, like getting mad about it's not going to help resolve it. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, something bad happened at work, something bad happened in your life, right? Like, you have a flat tire. Getting pissed off at the person on the phone from the towing company who says it's going to be 25 minutes. Like, okay. Like, best case scenario, they still come and it takes 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Worst case, they say, fuck you, we're not coming. And it mm-hmm. takes you 10 minutes to find a new company who's going to take 30 minutes to get there. And now, like, you know, you're waiting another half hour because of it. Right.
Yeah.
Like, getting mad about it's not gonna make things better. I had a guy add me after a game who was doing that, and I was trying to explain this to him, and he was just like, no, you're wrong, you deserve to have been flamed, and I should have just quit, we won that game. But he's like, the appropriate response is, I should have just trolled you because the way you played that level two, like, we should, like, I was like, you would have rather lost and been right. He said, yeah I would.
There's something really special about the people who play online video games that, like, it truly is like a case study almost in like, what, like, why do people act the way that they do? Because it doesn't make any sense for one person to get upset and say, like, I'd rather have lost than played out and won that game because mm-hmm. of the mistake you made, or like flaming other people, random strangers that truly in the grand scheme of things, like, don't mean anything to you, mean absolutely nothing.
They're like,
you know, you're together with them for one game and that's it. Like, it's weird.
And it's like a huge difference, I think, between like flaming someone who's actively trolling versus like someone making a mistake, right? Where it's like,
yeah, for sure,
you stepped up too far forward, you got hit by a hook that you maybe could or should have dodged, mm-hmm. versus like writing it down, like, yeah, I'll flame somebody who's inting and be like, yo, stop being a fucking asshole and inting. But it's like, hey, you made a mistake, that sucks, but it happens. If we were perfect players, we would be rank one, not where we are.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite thing is when someone like pings an ultimate during a team fight, as if no one, as if someone deliberately doesn't want to use their ultimate while playing League of Legends. Uh-huh. Like, probably the most fun character ability for like 90% of characters. Like, yeah, oh, you know what? I actually didn't want to use the ability because I hate it. You know, mm-hmm. it's dumb. Like, yeah, clearly right, it was like a mistake, or it wasn't up or something like that.
Yeah, and I think that leads to a line of questioning that happens all the time in League that I find hilarious, because if you had any level of like self-awareness, you would know the answer to the question is like, why did you make X play? Why did I make X play? Because I thought that was the right play and I was wrong, or maybe I was right. But like, why did you do this? Why didn't you ult? Why did you flash? Why did you use this ability? Why did you buy this item? Because I felt that it was the best choice.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, that's the answer every time. Unless the person is trying to lose the game, it's wild.
Well, that's a different like can of worms.
Yeah. Another one I would say is also just like quick before we go on to the next question is like learning to just sometimes cut your losses.
Yeah.
Is definitely something where it's just like, and I think this has been beneficial in like playing ranked in other games where it's like, okay, I need to at certain points just like stop playing because I'm not winning. I'm getting upset and I'm playing worse. So it's like, no, I'm not going to queue up for another game of TFT or another game of Valorant or Counter-Strike or, you know,
whatever.
Legends of Runeterra, like whatever it is. Yeah. Like just learning to say, hey, I'm not playing super well right now. Like I'm going to cut my losses and do something else. Or just knowing to like, recognizing that you're not in a good headspace and stepping away, right? Because that's applicable to a lot more than just ranked games. It's like,
oh yeah,
whatever's happening is not productive. I need to step away from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, Casey. Our last one is from Wolfie. Let's hear it.
What's up, LeagueCast crew? It's Wolfie here, back again with another LeagueCast voice community question. How do you get in the mental state to play ranked and continue grinding? And any aha moments to get over that mental boom? Wolfie out.
Interesting. How do we get into the mental state to play ranked and continue grinding? And any aha moments to get over any mental boom? So I think like it's going to be kind of hard for us to answer because I think our default like game mode is ranked. It's really hard to say that as someone who is just like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna play some League of Legends. Oh, I don't see anyone on. All right, I guess I'm gonna queue up for a ranked game. You know, it's just the go-to, the play.
Yeah, I mean that's my mental state as well for League at this point, is that like my default game mode is going to be ranked solo queue. Mm-hmm. And anytime I get on to play League, I expect to be queuing up for a ranked solo game. And every now and then when it had like, you know, you guys happen to be on and it's like, oh, let's do an ARAM or, oh, community nights are happening. Like that's a little surprise. I would though say that like, if your goal is to play and improve in ranked, that's the mindset you're kind of shooting for, is that ranked should be your default mode.
Yeah.
Because you're probably not going to get better playing ARAMs, or you're not going to get significantly better, right? It's like, if you want to get better at anything in life, you need to continue challenging yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you just play like your one trick pony in ARAM, like how is that gonna improve your ability to climb in ranked? You're not gonna see any unique scenarios. You're not gonna learn what you're doing right and wrong. But as for that mental state, I think you know, approaching it of like, I'm going to play ranked, I'm going to play X number of games, or play until I get this many wins or losses, like setting rules for your state for yourself can help you get in a mental state to play ranked.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, I know a lot of, people have recommended playing like treat your session as like a best of three that you're going to play, or like a best of five that you're going to play, you know, and regardless of the outcome, stop at that point and, you know, think about, okay, what could I have done better? What could I have done worse? Like, or how did it go poorly? You know, things like that. I don't know. It's just like, I think for me, it's remembering that, you know, if you play 20 games a day, that's a lot of League of Legends. But at the same time, it's 20 games over the course of, you know, 10 months or so. And that the outcome, even if you got 0-20, like it's totally recoverable. Nothing is nothing is set in stone. It's not like if you lose this next game, you're always going to be silver for the rest of your life. You know, yeah. There's always ways to improve. Like you were saying, that even if the results go poorly, who cares? If you lose your series, there will be chances for other ones. There's plenty of time to get back to do better. Is it ideal to, you know, lose a series and have to do it over again? No, of course not. Everyone wants to win it in one shot. But is it, you know, season ending? Is it something you should sit on for 4 months, like due to anxiousness? No, by that time, you could have already made tremendous amounts of progress.
Yeah. Hard agree with that, being that that's like literally, I've bounced from D1 to D4 zero LP with the red triangle saying I was going to get demoted. Like,
yeah, literally this year.
Yeah, literally this year.
Like, I would say within the past month, I would say.
Probably.
That's what, even if not, within the past 2 months, guaranteed. And the progress you've made, you know, if you were worried about demoting to platinum, you know, literally queuing up the game that would demote you, you know, if you had waited, who knows what, you know, 4 weeks later Colton would have done versus now you're legitimately 500 LP higher than you would have been.
Yeah. And I mean, it's, I don't know. It's like no individual game really matters that much. And, I mean, if you're taking it that seriously, I would ask yourself why. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a video game. You don't have to play, for 99.9999% of people playing the game. Yeah. It's not your job. There's no consequences, right? Like, if you know, I demote into diamond and I can't get back to master, what is the effect on my life? Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, is it ideal? No, everyone would want to be the highest rank that they possibly could be. But at the same time, like, you've peaked, you're peaking right now. And is that such a bad thing? No, at some point everyone has to peak, and there's no use like sitting on it and waiting for, you know, something.
Yeah,
better,
but
to
like
come.
You're never going to find your peak if you don't play and try.
Yep, exactly.
Right. Yeah. Like, and you're never going to set a new peak if you're like afraid to play.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. Like, it's the, you miss all the shots you don't take.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's the advice we would give you, Wolfie.
Hey, take those shots. Yep. Go for it. Nice. So that's it for that. If you want to send in like a message like this, message me on Discord with it. It has to be an MP3 file. Let me see my rules, because I had some and I think they were pretty good. Oh God, I forgot everyone sent these pets. Oh boy. all right, Whoa. English only, please. We can only speak English. 15 seconds maximum. If you send in a clip that's more than 15 seconds, I'm not going to listen to it. I'll reply to you, but it's got to be shorter than that. It's got to be useful to everyone. Don't ask specifically, you know, here's my OPGG, what can I do better? And then please make sure that, you know, everything is of sufficient quality. Make sure there's no like background noise or, you know, anything. I like, we've got to have pretty good audio clips to put it on the show.
Yeah. So to the best of your ability, you know, minimize background noise. Don't use like the internal mic in your laptop if you can avoid it.
Yeah.
Don't
it doesn't
shout
have to
at the mic.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be like, you know, studio quality, but we've got to have some level to maintain. So, awesome. Let's move into, where are we at now? You gonna do the playoffs?
Yeah,
competitive league. Have you
CSLEC playoffs?
So have you watched any of the series by chance?
I watched Was it Rogue Mad Lions and the
Ooh,
first
a little EU?
Two games of Misfits G2.
Okay.
I'm trying to watch it because I'm going to be attending finals. I'm very behind.
Okay,
I think I
fair
watched
enough.
The like first three games of Cloud9 CLG.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So that was last weekend.
Yeah.
It's been pretty entertaining so far. I would say kind of odd that most of the series have gone to best of fives or has gone to all five games so far.
Yeah, that's
very
unusual.
Very interesting. Let's talk about it. Over in EU, we had G2 3-1 over Misfits, which, fun fact, solidified 3 out of 4 EU spots, oddly enough. And I think the fourth was locked when Fnatic won versus Excel. So I think all four teams have been decided for LEC Worlds. And then we have Rogue over Mad Lions, 3-2. So I believe the teams that are going to Worlds are G2, Rogue, Mad Lions, and Fnatic. I think they're all locked in. I guess Fnatic and Misfits have to play for the last spot. Yeah, so it's not locked in quite yet, I believe. I'm pretty okay. I would say definitely the least entertaining of the two, like, Western leagues. Do you have any additional thoughts?
I don't have a ton to say because, I haven't watched a lot of the series. It's been interesting, like, looking at the meta of these games versus, like, what I'm seeing in solo queue. It's definitely...
Yeah.
A little different. I think Yuumi being pick man every game is pretty common where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've seen in most of the series so far.
Yeah, she's pretty permaban, across the Western leagues, at least.
Yeah. The jungle meta is, I think, very different because there's a lot more, like, team fight oriented junglers and, like, the Wukong and the Jarvan, whereas in solo queue I'm getting, like, it's always Kane or Kha'Zix or even, like, Zed jungles, like, I'm gonna carry.
I really think you get literally everything in solo queue.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, so let's talk about NA then, the more interesting region.
Yeah,
so we had, first up was TSM FlyQuest was the first series on Thursday. FlyQuest falling to TSM in 5 games, 3-2. Probably the least entertaining series so far, like, of the of this particular round. I think last week the Liquid FlyQuest was less interesting, but unfortunate exit for FlyQuest. Falling 0-2 in both of their series. They did not win a series, unfortunately. And then we go to another lower bracket, CLG versus Golden Guardians, in a series that gave me probably the most heart attacks and depression and overall sadness. CLG won 3-2, alternating games. It was a tale of two teams. If you got blue side, you won the game. And as the higher seed, CLG got blue side first. So, yeah, I think they looked really good versus Cloud9 last week. Pretty, like, mediocre to poor this week versus Golden Guardians. And they will be playing, spoiler, the team that lost to 100 Thieves, Team Liquid, next week. And that was a 5-game series as well, 3-2 to 100 Thieves. Looked pretty good. It looked like it was going to be a reverse sweep, and then 100 Thieves kind of crushed it in game 5 with Closer's Lee Sin. Inspired's Lee Sin. No. It was Closer. It was Closer. I mix the two up quite frequently, but Closer's Lee Sin for sure.
Close the series.
Close the series out. Then we've got Evil Geniuses Cloud9 in a surprise twist. Evil Geniuses fell 3-1 to Cloud9. So a pretty dominant win from the squad, and they'll be playing TSM this week. And then that means in the upper bracket semifinals, it'll be 100 Thieves versus Cloud9. So I know you haven't watched the series, like most of the series yet, but do we want to make some predictions? Just have a little fun with it?
Sure, yeah. Who do you have?
So we'll go... Let's see. Let's do lower bracket first. So Evil Geniuses TSM, I think, is the easiest to predict. So let's go ahead and do that. I think it's pretty hard to go against anyone that, or to find anyone that will go against Evil Geniuses over TSM.
You'll find me because I don't know which team is better. So I'm going to go TSM.
That's really interesting considering Evil Genius is the number one seed. Would it change your mind knowing that they're the number one seed and TSM was the number eight? No, number seven seed.
Number seven seed. It probably should, but you know, TSM go to Worlds, so they have to win.
Okay, cool. TSM goes to Worlds. You heard it here first.
Are they even able to make it still?
Yeah, if they win the split, they'll make it. Or I think if they get top three, they make it. I think that's the way NA does it. I could be smoking everything, but I'm pretty sure. Awesome. Then we've got Team Liquid versus CLG. Well, do you want to assign a score? How many games is TSM going to win in?
Oh, it's going to take them all five.
All five? Wow. I'm going to say... you know, bold prediction, it's just going to be a 3-0. It's going to be a 3-0 for EG. Evil Geniuses. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be necessarily very close.
Yeah. Probably more likely.
Yeah. Okay. Team Liquid CLG. Who you got?
CLG is CLG. The... CLG's fourth... going to win. CLG is the fourth.
Okay, CLG is the fourth seed. Team Liquid is the third seed, so a pretty close matchup. My heart is telling me CLG 3-2, but I really think it's going to be Team Liquid 3-1. I think Team Liquid's just the better team. So I think this is where CLG's world hype ends, unfortunately.
Nah, CLG go worlds.
CLG goes worlds. He has spoken. LP goes up, CLG goes to worlds.
Exactly.
All right. You know, my seer friend, who do you have for the semifinals? 100 Thieves or Cloud9?
Cloud9
is the fifth seed. 100 Thieves is the second seed.
Yeah, but Cloud9.
Cloud9, okay.
Cloud9 shows up for Worlds, so they have to be at Worlds to show up at Worlds.
Ah, you know, when you put it like that, that's a really good point. Yeah. That you do have to be at Worlds to win Worlds.
100 Thieves almost got reversed swept, so bad team.
That's true. Interesting. All right. Hey, you've heard it here first. I'm gonna say Cloud9 3-2. I really think the series could go any which way. But I really think that Cloud9 is just playing better right now. I think 100 Thieves is the better team. But I do think Cloud9 is better currently, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, teams have hot streaks and cold streaks, and, like, mm-hmm. if you're on a hot streak...
Cloud9 is on a fucking hot streak, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that's it for the competitive league section. Let's talk about NordVPN.
Yeah, this episode is sponsored by our friends over at NordVPN, where they've got their... new threat protection bundles on top of their already excellent VPN services. They've also got some new stuff that you can get with their standard package. That's just the VPN. Their plus package is the VPN plus password generation and storage, or the complete plan, which has the VPN, password generation, storage, and all that good stuff, plus file protection in the cloud. Everything is encrypted. You can get all of that by going to nordvpn.com/leaguecast. If you do use our link, you will get a bonus month for free, a fatty discount, and of course, all of Nord's plans come with their 30-day money-back guarantee. So if for whatever reason you are unhappy with the service, you can get your money back. But nobody really ever uses that because they put out a great product and people like what they get.
They're goated with the sauce, as the kids say.
Goated with the sauce. also known as NordVPN, according to some of our Discord users. but yeah, again, if you go to nordvpn.com/leaguecast, that's where you can get their high quality service. And thank you so much for their continued sponsorship of the show.
Hell yeah. Let's move into roundtable. I'm going to read the question and the Twitter answers, and you can read Discord answers.
Okay, before we do that, though, has Aiden already posted next week's roundtable question? Because I have one that I really like that I kind of want to do.
That's up to him.
All right, I'll check with him next week.
Yeah. Or we could just undermine him completely, you know?
Oh, fuck yeah. He's not here. We're doing it.
Yeah, we have a new... What about two roundtables? How about that? A real roundtable and a sneaky roundtable.
Yeah, sneaky roundtable. Okay.
All right. So last week's real roundtable and sneaky one, I suppose. Similar to Xmithy missing Sejuani Ultimate or Reggie pulling blue card, what would be the signature League of Legends move named after you? On Twitter, the pasta said, missed Alistar WQ combo. I'm not joking. That's a pretty easy one, though. I see that often. And Wise Papa Smurf says flash flay / ult / whiff hook, nothing lands. I guess that's flash thresh. Also pretty common, I would say, unfortunately. Oh, yeah.
So I think the most common is like the flash flay.
Yeah.
Where they just like goof the angle wrong because you're trying to do it behind you.
Yeah. Awesome. What about from Discord?
Discord, we've got from Armis, dodging every skill shot just to get hit by one from out of vision.
Okay. Oof.
And Sharky's, the set alt ignite into dying midair before the alt lands and still getting the kill is my special move.
How incredibly specific.
Very specific.
Quite poggers, I must say.
I thought Armis was going to be like dodging every skill shot, but still like dying immediately. Cause I feel that on such a fucking personal level.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like dodging everyone and then dying on the very last one. Which yeah. I feel like is, that feels bad.
Yeah, I played against a Kane, I think, last game. Like, a blue Kane that was ahead. Yeah. And he killed me so many times where he would, like, run up, miss W, miss Q, smite me.
Yeah, blue smite, ulti, kill
blue
you.
Blue smite, Prowler's Claw, and then ult me.
Yeah.
And then he would, like, jump out and, like, miss Q and then get another auto attack and I'd die. And I'm just like, wow, man, you're so good.
Yeah, that's the special.
You went 0-4 in skill shots. I'm so you outplayed me.
Feels bad, man.
Yeah. But yeah, thanks for your answers to last week's roundtable. This week's official roundtable question is: what is your favorite splash art in League of Legends?
Ooh, favorite splash art. I got to go back to the classic. It's got to be Lunar Goddess Diana for me. I think it just fits her character really well. Almost feels like it should be like base splash art. It's not like overly splashy or sexual or anything like that. It's just a really solid, you know, lore appropriate skin, I feel like.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, there's so many splashes that I haven't seen in a while. But I'm going to go with, I guess, one of my more recent favorites. I recently bought Ruined Misfortune, and I really like the splash on that skin.
Yeah, that's a great skin, for sure.
She's like a spooky ghost pirate. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice.
So if you want to send us your answers to the official roundtable question, you can send us an email, you can go on Twitter, or you can hit us up in our roundtable channel in the Discord. But for... For the sneaky one. All right. Riot recently announced that Project L is going to be a like two character swap out fighter game.
Mm-hmm.
If you could play like two champions and swap them out in regular league, what combo would you want to play?
Oh, that's a good question.
Right? I thought of it. I'm like, man, that would be so fun.
Well, actually, let's save it. Let's save it. Answer it. Like, I need some time to think about it for sure.
Yeah, right. But wouldn't that be such a fun like game mode or something where you can?
Yeah, I really like that.
You get to like tag team out your character.
Mm-hmm.
And then if one dies, you can't use them again until the other one dies.
Oh my god, that would be the crazy part.
Yeah, and then people just like start running it down so they could get their two person.
They get their other character, back. Yeah, their actual carry.
Yeah.
All nice. Right.
Well, so
we'll save the sneaky one.
And we'll head into mail fight.
Mail fight.
We've got emails from our listeners, starting with Akasha.
Yeah.
Akasha says, "Hey guys, Akasha here again. Hope you're not too sick of me yet. But there's one thing I wanted to add to our conversation for the last couple of weeks, and that is I'm a dumbest. Okay? Up until last episode, when you actually put a number to the LP between me and Diamond, that I realized I had Diamond and Platinum backwards in my head. In retrospect, it should have been obvious I was incorrect if I had paid even the slightest attention to anything in game, but I guess it was just one of those things that my brain refused to get right. So yeah, feel free to laugh at me all you want. Definitely had a good laugh at myself when I realized my mistake, Akasha."
That's all right. It is really like jarring to put into perspective like the LP difference in like absolute numbers versus like, okay, I'm just going to climb from bronze to gold, right? Mm-hmm. Like even that by itself, let's assume like bronze 4 is 0 LP and gold 1 100, like the very extremes. That's
1,244.
Yeah, 1,200 LP. Like if you're getting even generously 24 LP a game per win, that's 50 straight wins without losing.
Yeah,
which is again, pretty like unattainable.
plus 50 over a course of games, right? So like if you're winning 75% of your games, it's still going to take you 200 games.
Yeah, to hit that. a crazy amount of games.
That's wrong. 100
games. High out of your mind?
It'll take you 100 games to do that.
Okay.
Math is, I'm good at math. I'm smart. I'm a smart guy.
We made it. Yeah. So, hey, that's okay. I still think that's a really big difference, but don't
Platinum let me, is definitely more cool achievable than Diamond.
Yeah, for sure. I do think there is like a pretty big step up from like, at the very least, mid Diamond to like mid Platinum. Like that's a pretty big step up. So,
Yeah.
Hey, you got this, my guy. Awesome. Thanks, Akasha. The next email is from Jacques Lecoq Ronde. "Howdy, boys. Just an explanation for the double five star read. There was no duping involved. I had submitted a review. It wasn't read in the following show. And the Tuesday after that, when Aiden didn't make the show, I was playing a flex game with him. I mentioned it not getting read, but said I didn't know if it was read in the next one coming out the same day. He said he wasn't sure because the episode just came out minutes before our match and explained he wasn't in that episode. Sorry about the confusion, but thanks for the double read. On another note, I finally started getting more duo queue matches in and hit gold one on my way to plat, hopefully by the end of the week. Wish me luck and sorry for the long email. Jacques Lecoq Ronde." Yo, he didn't scam us, but he did get his email read twice for only one review. Can you explain that? That's kind of I don't know.
You know,
kind of fucked up, huh?
It's kind of wild, but I'm going to blame you and Aiden because I don't make mistakes.
True.
I find it funny because like I am very, very, very rarely the one like pulling a review or an email. But I think I'm always the one who recognizes that like we've already done this before. And you and Aiden are always like, "Are you sure?" And I'm like,
it's probably easy from a third party, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, because like you're used to like reading it once when you open the email and then pasting it into the doc and like reading it again. Whereas I'm just like, I know we talked about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait a second. Who are you?
Yeah. You didn't scam us explicitly. But
I mean, you did.
We're on
but
to you, Jacques.
It's okay.
So
yeah, you definitely did scam us. And the check is in the mail, but that is A-okay. We'll allow it this time.
Mm-hmm. So next email is from Arnold the Strong. "Hey, Leadcast Chads. Sending in my second email ever. The last one was 7 years ago.
God
asking
damn.
About how to deal with League burnout. I think the answer is going to be don't play League for 7 years, but we'll see what the rest of the email
That's a pretty good strategy to not getting burnt out.
Over the years, I've repeatedly dropped and picked up the game, and now I'm back to regularly playing with my buds. This week, I nervously hopped into community nights for the first time and was blown away by how insanely fun it was. I came in on the tail end of Nick's community spellbook games and joined the bros who stayed after, What followed was three insane games full of laughs and friendly trolling. Highlights of the night included a game of having a River Kennen, better known as a River Kevin, our Silas with Fizz ult yelling, "It's mating time," whenever throwing a fish.
That's really
funny.
And
the ultimate conclusion that the new Udyr plays similarly to old Udyr. Just wanted to send this email. Thank you guys for the community opportunities like this to come together and have some fun. Thanks. And that's pretty well it. Arnold the Strong.
That's really funny. I'd have to look it up, but I feel like his win rate in the top lane has got to be high. I feel like he's actually not bad in the top lane.
New Udyr.
He's currently sitting at a 46% win rate in jungle and a 47% win rate in top lane. So maybe
I think he's really good late game. And I think a lot of people are just not good at playing him right now. But like,
I think it's one of those things where early game Udyr previously was one of the best duelists like in the game. Like it is so hard to duel early Udyr. And now I think that has like gone down a little bit. And it just makes it harder for, you know, for players who have become accustomed to that.
Yeah, and he's, I think, way more now of like, again, when you used to play him top, you'd play like more of the AD, spam Tiger, get like a kill. He's very much more like a tank where if you stay top lane and get a bunch of levels and experience and gold, like eventually, you're going to have like Fimbulwinter and your Sunfire and like a Randuin's, and you're just going to walk into teams and there's nothing they can do about it. But you have to get to that point and people are impatient and they want to go in early and they just die to Riven or something.
It's definitely a waiting patient game.
As for the question, I guess not even that much of a question, but like burnout related, I would say, I mean, we've talked about it a bunch of times. I guess a new thing that I would add is like try to identify what is burning you out. Like if it's ranked, don't play ranked. If it's that
I actually think he said his previous email was about how to deal with that. I don't know if he's asking for it now.
Okay. Well, never mind.
You can finish your answer, but I apologize for interrupting.
No, I'll just stop. I'm done.
Okay, thank you. That's what the people wanted to hear the most.
Yeah, they don't want to hear me answer emails. That's not why they're here.
Incorrect. I'm just kidding. Thank you, Arnold. And hey, thanks for popping in. We tried to get some ultimate spellbook. There's in the last patch they added a one for all thing, which I'm still not sure exists. / I have not seen one person say that they've gotten it. So that's a little interesting. I still don't know what it does.
It's just it's really early April Fool's joke.
I mean, probably this is from the same company that said turn off all chat. It'll be hilarious. So
yeah,
I don't know. But thanks, Arnold. Our last email is from Nathan, who says my signature play would be playing three random games of Ignite, Smite, AP, Shaco, then switching back to one of my actual mains, immediately flashing directly onto the enemy jungler for no reason, level 3 at Scuttle, despite having all my abilities up, because I managed to condition myself like Pavlov's dogs that F is a button I must press in order for people to die 1v1. Nathan, that's really funny, and I feel like it happens to, honestly, quite a lot of players. Quite honest.
Anyone who like plays in a way where they're switching summoner spells with some level of regularity, like there are some people who are just like flash ignite every game no matter what, like that's what they play, and it doesn't really think happen to them. But like I know for me, I've been like running flash ghost or flash heal sometimes depending on the game on AD carry, and there have definitely been times where I like hit ghost to like heal myself or to try and heal an ally, and I'm like, well, I guess I'm running fast.
Yeah, especially as AD carry, where I feel like there is a lot of like muscle memory almost.
Yeah.
In like, okay, whatever is flash and whatever is always heal, and it will always be heal because that's the AD carry meta for 10 years at this point. Yeah, that happens when I'm playing support sometimes, and I take like heal because my AD carry didn't or something like that. So
you go to ignite them with your heal, and you're like, oops.
Yeah. Or I try to flash ignite and end up flash healing, something like that. Awesome. Thanks, Nathan. And thank you to everyone for listening. That'll do it for this episode of LeagueCast. If you would like to email us, it is mail@leaguecastpodcast.com. Watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/KingLardout, BlueBasket, and LeagueCastFrost. Tweet at us at LeagueCast. Join our Facebook group. It's LeagueCast. Visit our website, leaguecastpodcast.com. Join our Discord server, discord.gg/LeagueCast. And finally, support us on Patreon, patreon.com/LeagueCast. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.